Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. Your sponsor, Linishvas, Ami Yaakov Sholom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about Doiris HaRishonim, the early generations. And the Gemara speaks about, brings examples from Batsheva, from Haran, and then from Bezalel. Doiris HaRishonim, they gave birth in a young age. The Gemara tells us they gave birth in the age of 8 years old. The Maharal wrote a sefer called Be'er HaGoylo. The main purpose of the sefer Be'er HaGoylo is to defend Chazal and to show that everything Chazal write is a divrei chochmo, divrei kabbalo, and it's not something that you could argue with. In the Be'er HaShishi, he brings a sefer called Me'ori Naim that said all kinds of things about Chazal. And the Maharal attacks him and says that he didn't understand what Chazal was saying, he didn't understand the Chochmah of Chazal, and all the questions and problems that he has with Chazal are answered. And he goes there to explain many things that the Me'ori Naim questioned, and the Maharal goes to explain. And one of the things that the Me'ori Naim pointed out is our Gemara, because our Gemara says that Doiris HaRishonim, they gave birth in a younger age. So he questions this. He says, if you look at the Torah, you'll see the longer they lived, the older they gave birth. The first generations from Adam Rishon until Noach, they started giving birth at a much older age because they lived much longer. So if so, how does the Gemara say over here, the talk already speaking about Avram and Haran, they gave birth at a much younger age if they lived a longer life. If they lived a longer life, they should start giving birth in an older age. That is the taina that the Me'ori Naim has against the Chazal, against our Gemara. The Maharal goes on to say a big yesoid. And to explain a little bit, the Maharal will be magdim, one nekudo that's brought down in the Arizal, a famous Arizal, that says that Dora Mabul and Dora Palogo were supposed to receive the Torah. Meaning, Adam Rishon, before the Chait, he was supposed to go to Olam Haba immediately. Once he did Chait Eitzadas, so he brought down the world to a lower level, but the world was still in such a high madrego. The madrego of Adam Rishon in the first Asura Doiris from Adam until Noach, they were very high level. They lived a long life, and they were closer to the level of Ruchnius that a generation could be. And until it came to Dora Mabul, Dora Palogo, where the Torah was supposed to give them that in their life, and that would be the tikkun, the fixing of the world. But because the world went in a different direction, and instead of using their powers to be oivid Hashem, they went and they did something the opposite. That's why came the Mabul and destroyed the world, and we had to restart the world again. And it's brought down in the Sfarim that from Dora Mabul on, after we missed that opportunity of receiving Torah in that generation, so the only way to do it is to get to Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael will be receiving Torah. So the world comes into disarray once it reaches the Dora Mabul. Adds the Maharal, once we came into Dora Mabul, reached Dora Mabul, and the world came to that kilkul of Dora Mabul, the world got destroyed. And now the world doesn't have the order, the seder that the world usually has. There is a balagan, there's a mess, there is a chaos in the world. Until when? So the Maharal, until David HaMelech. He's referring to the Gemara in Yevamos that says that in the time of David HaMelech, the years went down to 70. So the lifespan that we have, the 70 years is around the average lifespan of a person in this world, comes from David HaMelech. So until then, the world is in a little bit of a mess. Some people are living longer lives, some people are living shorter lives. The order of things are not the right order until we reach David HaMelech and the world settles. To explain a little bit why, Dafka, the time of David HaMelech, things settle. So this, I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, many times. We know the world is a 6,000-year world. As we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, later in the Masechto, Shit Alfe Shni Kai Me'olam. The world is there for 6,000 years. David HaMelech is around the year 3000. I mean, David HaMelech is around in the middle of the world. He's right when the world gets to the furthest away from the creation and starts circling back to get back to its original state. As we know, David HaMelech is the one who's fixing what Adam HaRishon did wrong. Adam HaRishon starts the world. The middle of the world is David, and the end of the world is Mashiach. That's the Rosh HaTevis, Adam, David, Mashiach is Adam. The full Adam is these three. Adam that starts the world, David that gets the middle stage, it starts returning back to its source until you get to Mashiach. So by David the Melech, the world starts to settle and to go back to its where it's supposed to be. Mimele Zokta Maharal as follows. Between the time of the Mabul and the time of David the Melech, there's no order. People giving birth in a younger age, but living a longer life. Even though that's not the Seder Advarim, it's supposed to be that the longer person lives, so then the older he gives birth. That's when the world is in the right order, when it's no chaos. That's until Durham Abel. And that's from David HaMelech on. People live 70 years, they start giving birth at the age of 13. But in between, that's the Doyuris Rishayim that our Gemara refers to, is a time of chaos where things are not in order. And it's very meduyah because the three rayas the Gemara brings of Doris Rishonim starts from Avraham Avinu, who came right after Dor HaPlega, and continues with Bezalel in the time of the Mishkan, and ends in Batsheva, which is in the time of David HaMelech. That's the tkufa of starting from Dor HaPlega, immediately after Dor HaMabul, when the world comes in disarray, and ends in the time of David HaMelech when the world settles. And that's why we have these strange years in this history and nature of the world. The Doris Rishayim that Agmar refers to is that Kufa that according to the Maharal is the Kufa when the world is in chaos. Anyone who wants to join the Shom HaShoveh email list to watch go, please email shomhashoveh@gmail.com.